Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:24 British Summer Time. Today is October 1st. Well, kicking off the fourth quarter, we've seen that stock markets have sold off to a certain amount in here today. The progression of higher reaction lows that has remained in place since March of this year remains in place. And what we're seeing is a pullback from the highs that have been posted for a number of markets over the last couple of weeks. But as long as that progression of higher reaction lows remains in place, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. As stock markets have pulled back, so have commodity markets, and we've seen considerable strength in government bonds particularly, and the US dollar was a little bit firmer in here as well today. I feel that my own level or my own barometer of anxiety has been rising over the last couple of weeks. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. I suppose on the one hand, it is at least in part due to the positions that I've been taking in the markets over the last couple of months, primarily, or couple of weeks, I should say, primarily in gold and in euro pound. But also the fact is that stock markets have been rallying for the best part of 6 months and pushing into a seventh month. And where stock markets are currently being priced is very much towards the better or best case type scenario in terms of valuations. So just how much further they can continue to push onwards to new recovery highs, I think is becoming an increasingly large question. And with the firmness in government bonds, it's very difficult to make a bullish case for why anyone would want to hold bonds for the long term, particularly those long-dated bonds. But the one easy answer is that they are a safe haven type asset. So if people were beginning to hedge their long positions, or beginning to sell some of their long positions, then they might be looking for something that would hold its value in any type of reactionary environment that were to unfold. And US Treasuries broke upwards from their 4 month trading range in here today. So you'd really need to see a sustained move back below 120 on that 30 year to offset scope for this to push a bit higher in here. Now, as I said, the progression of higher reaction lows remains in place for the vast majority of stock markets, but the likelihood is that we are getting closer to a reactionary type environment. Now, whether that takes the shape of a China type swift pullback towards the 200-day moving average, or whether it morphs into a ranging consolidation, which allows the underlying trading to catch up with where markets have been able to move over the last few months. I think that question is very much open, and I don't think it's possible to answer it in any kind of concrete terms. But what does appear evident is that the anxiety of markets is rising, and that would suggest that there is an increased argument going on between supply and demand. So with the S&P coming down towards the 1,000 level, it's at 1,029, almost 1,030 in here today, it really is getting towards an area where it would need to encounter support if it's going to remain in this consistent advance. If it were to sustain a move very much below 1,000 beyond a few days, then we would have to start questioning the consistency of what has been quite a consistent advance over the last 6 months. And the main consistency characteristics for so many of these stock markets has been these progressions of higher lows. And just like we have the progressions of higher lows in stock markets, we have the progression of lower highs for the US dollar. So corresponding to the weakness on stock markets today, the US dollar was a little bit firmer. It was firmer by almost a half point on the dollar index, pushing above the 77 area, and the dollar was firmer by over a full cent against the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar and the euro. Against the pound, it was relatively quiet. But what we continue to see, and it's a very similar story with the US dollar to stock markets, is that people are beginning to ask the question about how much lower will the dollar go? And that is particularly being asked by central bankers in Europe and in the Eurozone and Switzerland and New Zealand, where they're seeing their respective currencies pushing upwards and creating somewhat difficult trading environments for their exporters. And they're beginning to ask the question about just how high they're willing to allow their currencies to get versus the dollar. So while the dollar does remain within this consistent decline, it has lost momentum over the last couple of months. And if it were to sustain a break above the sort of 78 to 79 area, it would be threatening the consistency of the downtrend. And if that were to occur, the chances are that it will correspond with a reactionary type environment for stock markets and other risk type assets. Commodities were a bit of a mixed bag today, because on the one hand, you had oil, which was up over $3 yesterday, and okay, it closed off its high today, but only closed down on the day by 33 cents and held above $70 really quite well. Natural gas, on the other hand, had a downward dynamic and was down by almost 40 cents, which really does indicate that it's encountered resistance at the progression of lower highs for this downtrend. And really, a countermanding upward dynamic would need to be seen very quickly to offset scope for this to pull back a bit further. With some of these commodities, particularly the industrial and the precious metals, which had these upward dynamics yesterday, they were almost universally countermanded in here today, with copper down 10 cents, nickel was down 470, platinum pulled back down below the $1,300 level, silver was down 28, and gold was down $8.70 and closing out the day just below the $1,000 level. A number of the industrial metals have been in a reactionary type environment for the last few weeks, and the fact that very positive action that was posted yesterday on copper particularly was immediately countermanded suggests that there is a prevalence of supply in this market in the short term. However, the likelihood remains that the stock markets and commodity markets, particularly the energy, industrial metals, and precious metals, remain in bull markets, that any reversionary type process that does unfold is likely to be limited to a reversion towards the mean, and that will provide us with buying opportunities with a view to medium or longer term investments. However, in the meantime, we are probably closer to the next larger reaction than our ranging consolidation, whichever one unfolds, than we are to the next significant advance for the majority of stock markets. Now, of course, every chart needs to be assessed on its own merits, but there is such a high degree of commonality across asset classes and across the risk asset type of universe, where we see that corporate bond funds or emerging market bond funds or the majority of stock markets or a wide range of commodities have all been rallying for the better part of 6 months. And safe haven type assets have really been very quiet, with the dollar particularly remaining in this consistent decline. Now, with US Treasuries pushing upwards, that does suggest that investors are increasing their hedges, that we're coming towards a reactionary type environment. So this is more a time for increased caution and stops to be introduced on speculative type investments, with a view to buying opportunities for medium to longer term investments whenever we see stock markets finding support in the region of their 200-day moving averages. And the China model remains a reasonable template for what could unfold. Or, for example, we've seen Taiwan is probably a good example of a ranging consolidation type of market, which is, and Taiwan has been ranging for the better part of 3 months. So it remains to be seen how any reactionary environment unfolds, but certainly what markets are telling us right now is that it is an environment which merits increased caution. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.